Well, good evening, and thank you for tuning in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. I want to do a special segment this evening where we're just giving another word of encouragement to those saints of God that are just continue to be effective members on the battlefield for Christ. Just want to stay encouraged and wanted to strengthen each other in the faith. You know, the Lord comes that we perfect that which is lacking in the faith. So we're going to continue on from the previous segment where we just talked about walking worthy of our calling in Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about, we're actually going to be in Daniel chapter 7. And I'm going to supplement that as well with Ezekiel chapter 37. Because many people are going forth and they're trying, attempting to fight the good fight of faith. But we understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And we want to remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that we're able to unify by the Holy Spirit and not unify so much in the flesh and in the fleshly things the way that the world system is doing. But by His Spirit, we're able to overcome and endure to the end. And that's what is most important, because we know that we're in this fourth kingdom. And so here I'm going to read starting with verses 20 in Daniel chapter 7 and 20. And it said, of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and had a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and that the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them. He shall be diverse from the first, and shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great things against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion and to consume and destroy it until the end. Keep in mind that, you know, the enemy, we're always in this spiritual warfare. We're always in spiritual battle. And we understand that there are kingdoms of this world. But these rulers, as the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 14 and 15, that these powers that be, that they cannot operate and move unless the Lord allows them that power and that authority given by the Lord Jesus himself, who is the originator of all power and glory, okay? So nothing can move unless the Lord allows it to, okay? See, so we've got to understand that the battle belongs to Jesus Christ and just continue to surrender to the will and purpose of Christ. But it's necessary to bring these scriptures up in Daniel, and I know that some people who are tuning into the broadcast, they really don't read Revelation too much, and some people are like, well, I'm not really sure how to understand, because some of Revelation is not consecutive, it's not in order, if you will. But what some people would need a pastor or a teacher to kind of bring forth that the revelation in its fullness. So we spoke on Revelation briefly this morning, and we're just going to continue to dive into that, just to make sure that we're getting enough understanding, that we're girding our whole self about with the truth, so that we're able to stand the wiles of the enemy. And having done all to stand, we stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Because a lot of people will tell us, and you know, we hear a lot of the encouraging words of people that say, no, just love each other, and we just want to remain, you know, to stay grafted in the vine. But knowledge is power, so we want to make sure that we're not just giving, because in the end, the Lord says, truth and all is righteousness, so that we're able to fight with truth, and so that, you know, that we're eating that bread of life that sustains by the Spirit, and that we're taking it all in, so we're better able to fight, and we're knowing what we're fighting, so that the enemy, when he comes in, all right, with false brother and unawares, and with teachers trying to lead us or to deceive us, so that we enter in and wind up being overtaken. You don't want to be overtaken by seductive spirits that will seduce us to go in another way. All right. So here, the Lord tells us about the fourth kingdom of the generation that we're in, and that generation where the Antichrist is coming, and he's warring with the saints, and that enemy, he just warring. Okay, that's what these rulers are. That they have no, they're trying to tear the kingdom of Jesus Christ down. But we must maintain the righteousness and to not take down our standard of righteousness. The Bible says here that he speaks a mouth of great swelling words, and he was more stout than his fellows, but that same horn, okay, desires to make war with the saints and prevail against them. And so even in the book of Revelation, where they also give us the word of God concerning this scripture, we got to keep in mind that, you know, the Bible tells us that the race is not given to the swift, nor battle to the strong, but those who endure to the end shall be saved. And the Bible tells us in Revelation that to the overcomers will he give to walk into paradise and to eat of the tree of life, okay, which is everlasting, okay. But to some, that the horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, and some it's because they've gone this way. The Bible tells us that it cannot come except that there be a falling away. So many times the enemy will prevail because people just fail to maintain and to abide in the vine. All right, we've got to maintain a surrendered heart to the true and living God and to Jesus Christ, and to move by his Holy Spirit, and to not give into the lust of the flesh, and to not go on into to covetous practices, because with the covetous practices and lying and deceit of this world, which is where great many people fail, is because they're under the impression that they're going the right way, the way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. Because they're trying to build something, and they're thinking they're doing the will and purpose of Christ, but what they're really doing is building their own kingdom. So we got to make sure that the things that we're doing is pleasing in the sight of God, that we're obeying the Lord, his will and his purpose. We're compelling men and women to come to Christ, but that power is the belief in the belief of Jesus Christ, and the power is in our obedience and trust in the Most High God, all right? But now some surrendered over to the enemy because of being enticed with covetous practices, meaning there's something that you want. You want a house, you want that job, you want the car, you want whatever, you want a relationship, all right? And that has you go in a different direction, even as the example given with Solomon, who had many wives, and the wives were foreign, and so their gods were a snare to them, okay? So we've got to maintain righteousness and continue to eat of that whole loaf, okay, so that we can maintain eternal life, because Jesus is the bread of life. So in here is the word, and having all, we get an understanding, okay, that we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. Even in Revelation chapter 1, what we were discussing in the morning service is that there is a hierarchy and a chain of command and communication. We want to maintain an effective prayer life. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, and to watch and pray, lest when the Lord comes, you know, he comes like a thief in the night, and you be found lacking, okay, or be left behind, okay. So we want to make sure that we understand this, that the enemy desires that none should perish, but that all should, you know, to live with him and to come to the knowledge of him. But many are being prevailed against, not to say that the Lord is just leaving us. He doesn't leave anybody. He says he's not going to leave us nor forsake us, that we can boldly say, before you know it, we lose track of time, and we didn't realize, hey, I didn't realize I had gone so far, you know, to the left or so far to the right, and I didn't maintain that walk to the, towards that straight and narrow gate, okay, which leads to life everlasting. And the Bible says that few go therein. Narrow is the way, but broad is that other way that leads to destruction. So, you know, these are the simplicities of things that we want to maintain our righteousness, because with what's going on in society, many people are so getting involved with that system of the world, Christianity, money, power, respect, and things, okay? And they're content with the earthly things. Meanwhile, therein lies is that deception, because you're obtaining this and you're obtaining that, and you may be fine financially and fine in this arena and on your job and in your career-wise, but as far as spiritually, you have dwindled, and many people have died spiritually because of it, and they don't realize, hey, what happened, all right? And they feel like they've gone too far to recover, but if you got your your breath and your oxygen to breathe, and you're at the sound of my voice, then you're hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus saying, hey, return and repent, you know? And that's where we have to make sure that we're able to overcome and to strengthen each other in the faith and continue to sow those seeds of righteousness and to sow the seeds of love, all right? But not the love of this world. We're talking about the purified love of Christ that is concerned about winning souls and want to make sure, not that that your brother or sister has what they want, but that they have eternal life through Jesus Christ, all right? So they came and they made war with the saints and prevailed against them because some of the saints surrendered by giving into this world system, by giving into the covetous practices, by giving into deception to say, hey, if you do this, this is fine. Hey, if you do that, that's fine. When you know within your heart it wasn't fine. Okay? So don't be desensitized by these circumstances and situation. This is why it says that we overcame them. In Revelation it says that. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we love not our lives unto death. All right? And that's where the persecution is, that we don't realize that we're faced with a life and death situation where you may think, hey, no big deal, I'll take that job. And it is not okay. Oh, it's okay to take that shot. No, it's not okay. Okay? And if you're not staying grafted into the vine, then how will you know? This is why we're reading, because the enemy is very crafty. And he comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, and to devour. All right? And that's what the true saints of God are encountering today. And the wickedness of this life and the iniquities. All right? He said, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints. That's what the enemy is trying to do right now, to wear them out to the point where they're like, oh, I don't have a choice. And we've even read that the scripture, which is not as detailed as here in a sense, but the same revelation is actually given that in regards to the account of Jacob and Esau. Okay, with the blessing and the birthright, where he is so famished in the field, and he's saying, please, because he desires this food. Okay, wherein now today we know if our brother or our sisters come and they've been working that hard, we're going to say, here, sit down, eat, take a load off, enjoy yourself. And it's without price. This is my reasonable service to feed you, to strengthen you in the Lord. All right? And some people don't realize that you feet because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. That way we're not sitting there and we're on spiritual life support and we're allowing the enemy to affect our walk and to weary us. And sometimes it's because we're our own worst enemy. We allow the enemy to come and weary us by bogging ourselves down with works of the flesh, but it's not a whole lot of spiritual works going on, works of faith. Works that says, I'm just going to seek the Lord. Works that says, I'm going to read my word, even if it's just a scripture or two a day or a chapter a day. I'm just going to humble myself for 15 or 20 minutes just to really sup with the Lord. I'm just going to humble myself and pray and seek his face just for a few minutes and let the Lord lead and guide me just to come as I am. Because many people are looking here and looking there and looking everywhere, and Jesus has been right there for you the whole time, but you're looking for a feeling. You're looking for him to reveal himself a certain kind of way, just like the Pharisees and the scribes as in the days of old. But because he didn't present them in a way that you felt he should have, it's not good enough for you. And his Holy Spirit should be good enough. His Spirit should be enough. That Holy Spirit that comes in a divine way that you know your Father's voice. And you don't have to be sitting there trying to be deceived and then wind up where the enemy is prevailing over you. His sheep know his voice. And even, it's funny that I was been, you know, with the children, we've been talking in regards to the book of Jacob and Esau and how he came and he said, hey, this sounds like it's Jacob's voice, but I'm not really sure, you know. So, but he said, well, this feels like my son. It feels like him, but your voice, that's not the voice of the son that I'm supposed to be blessing right now. And so we have that mentality and we try to make something right because we want to make it true. But we've got to understand that there is no darkness in Jesus Christ. You can't fit it in there and try to force that square peg into a round hole. You know your Father's voice. His sheep know his voice. You can say, well, that sounded, it was almost right. I mean, that was right, and that was right, but now that, I'm not sure about that, and I'm not sure about that. No, when the Holy Spirit pours, it's divine. And if it's not all, then it's nothing, okay? Because that's what the enemy tries to do. He comes in the spirit of perversion to pervert the word of God, and it says, it seems almost right, and that's almost, but within your spirit, because of the spirit of Jesus Christ that cries, Abba, Father, says to us within our conscious man that, no, that's not him, that's not right. It's almost like him, but it's not like him. And that's where the many people are operating right now, in this form of godliness, denying the power thereof, because it's not the full purity of the Holy Spirit. It's a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, and run. You know, when you hear it, if you got to make a decision, a life decision, say, no, that's not my Father's voice. And you know what? I tell you what, even with Elijah, when he wasn't, he was like, look, and they're killing the prophets, and they're, you know, and she wants to kill us all. And what happened was the Lord continued. He came, and he approached Elijah. Okay, you don't have to say, well, I made this decision because I really wasn't sure. No, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in the path of all truth and righteousness. If you're not sure, then wait. Because God is not the author of confusion. All right? But it says, until the Ancient of Days came, Jesus Christ, he and his Father are one, the Ancient of Days. He came, and sometimes you just have to But keep in mind,